Milligantown.org.
This is Marlon Klingensmith with your Milligantown Daily. Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 to 3. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every bird of the heavens, upon everything that creeps on the ground and all the fish of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. And as I gave you the green plants, I give you everything. God's command to Noah after the flood is the same as his command was to Adam. Be fruitful and multiply. Subdue the earth. God is commanding Noah and his offspring to exercise dominion over the world. Our work in life is not some secondary thing that we do only to provide means for our spiritual endeavors. Brian Panicelli talked about this a few weeks ago. God has commanded that we work. We are made to learn of the functioning of the world and to bring it into submission. In our work, we make this world become useful for God's glory according to his command. As we look at work, we understand that Jesus Christ is king of this world. It is his world, and he has given us dominion to serve as his regents, bringing the world into submission to him in all ways. So when we work at our jobs well, we're obeying this command, and we're serving to further the glorify of Jesus Christ as king in this world. This is Marlon Klingensmith for the Milligantown Theological Society.